hammered it. I'd say I hammered it into the wall.
Or you'd say, I got in my car and I what to town?
Drove to town.
Okay. And you'd say, I have never what a car?
Never driven a car.
And he doesn't know how to?
Drive.
And a building that could be used for storing wood, you'd call that a?
That's a shed, wood shed. Or
What about for?
Oh, you mean a big commercial?
I just meant a small place.
Oh, I guess you call it a shed.
Mm-hmm. What about for tools?
A tool shed.
And before they had bathrooms inside the toilets, they had outdoors. They called those.
Outhouse. If you've ever used one, you never want to again. Ooh, that gross.
Any other name for outhouse?
No, I'm not familiar with any other.
Mm-hmm. And what different buildings would there be on a farm?
On a farm?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there'd be a barn and buildings. I guess I'm more of a city girl than I realized.
Were you ever around a farm when you were young?
Well, not very much. But, my grandparents had a little place, I guess a vacation place down the country, and they did have a barn, but they didn't have a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And so the barn, I know, and I guess you'd say the main house, and really, as far as, you know, the main buildings, I just can't think of the others.
Where was your grandparents' place?
Oh, it's out. It's not very far from town, from Tyler, I mean. It's about maybe about 18 miles from here. You know, they have a small private lake that they built, and they don't even have the barn anymore. But, so a barn is all I can really think of.
Where would people store corn?
That would be in the silo.
Mm-hmm.
I started to say silo a minute ago, and I thought I must be calling it a building, you know, as mm-hmm. much.
Did you ever hear of a corn house or crib or?
Yeah, I've heard of, you know, crib.
What's a crib like? Or have you?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a granary or granary?
Mm-hmm. That would be a storage place, right, I think.
What do people call that?
Well, I've heard that. I've heard the word granary.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess would a silo be for that too? Just a general term. I don't know. I don't know.
And the upper part of the barn where you can store the hay would be there.
Well, that would be the loft.
And if you had too much hay to put in the loft, you could leave it outside they'd take a pole and then pile the hay around it.
What, just a hay stack?
Mm-hmm. Any other way besides that?
I don't know.
And
sorry.
A long time ago, people would cut the hay off land and then they'd let it dry and they'd rake it up in little piles. Did you ever hear a name for those little piles that they'd rake up? Like a cock or tumble or shock or heap of hay or?
Well, a bale of hay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Would be the only time I can think of.
And if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year, you call that the?
I don't know what you call it. What would you?